Heavenly Father, we wait with the apostles for that anointing of your Holy Spirit. Help us to be ready to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we've all been there, haven't we? The engineer will call between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., followed by a message at 4:55 to say, the engineer has had to reschedule for another day when you've waited in all day. Well, you know that feeling when you ring the GP surgery? You are 15th in the queue. Please hold. But my favourite of all is, your call is important to us. Please hold and hold and hold until about 30 minutes you're losing the will to live. Waiting is very much part of life, but it can make us quite impatient, especially when we don't know how long will we be waiting and actually what are we waiting for. Jesus had completed his earthly mission and he has gone back to heaven, and he's told the disciples to wait. He says, wait in Jerusalem to receive power through the Holy Spirit. Wait. But for how long? And what did he mean, receive power through the Holy Spirit? The disciples have been on quite a journey these last few weeks. Looking back, I would imagine they would think the relative calm of the 3 years of Jesus' ministry has gone in the last 6 weeks. They've seen him tortured, mocked, killed, and then amazingly coming back to life. He'd appeared to them several times. He'd restored and commissioned them. But now he's gone away. And seemingly he's left them. So what happens now? They knew the Jewish authorities were out to kill the rumours of a resurrected Jesus and to kill off any of his followers. I would imagine fear would still have been an overriding emotion. We can almost imagine the conversations. So what happens now? Wait, he said, but for how long? And what's all this about power? Can we go back to fishing, please? But they waited. And of course, we know what happened next. The Holy Spirit comes. And suddenly these inexperienced and frightened men are transformed. You remember Peter stands up and goes out and preaches to the crowd without fear of the authorities. And he says, this Jesus has come to save us. This is through the power of the Holy Spirit, from that frightened men waiting, and 3,000 people joined them and were baptized that day. The church had begun. So from fear and confusion comes authority and purpose and results. Now, as I said, we of course know what happened. We celebrate it every year. Next Sunday, we will be celebrating the Feast of Pentecost, the Feast of the Holy Spirit coming down. But between Ascension Day and Pentecost, we are in that liminal space, that waiting place. So what about us? Are we waiting for something to happen? Are we waiting for someone else to make it happen? And what is that something that we're waiting for? In our reading from Acts, and as we've read throughout Eastertide, we hear of the extraordinary things that the apostles did and how the kingdom grew exponentially during those early days. How relatively uneducated, fearful men were transformed into glorious apostles. The church became established and the church flourished. God has continued to send the Holy Spirit on his church and on his people from then until now, and will continue to do so in the future. So I ask the question again, what are we waiting for? Are we waiting in Jerusalem for something to happen? But it's actually already happened. And I believe Jesus wants each generation to claim the gift of the Holy Spirit. He, the Holy Spirit, is the power of God that transforms us, that gives us the abilities to do amazing things for the kingdom. In our gospel, we heard part of what has been called Jesus's high priestly prayer, praying this just before he was crucified. And in it, Jesus is not only praying for the disciples, but he's also praying for us, for me and for you. Listen again, I ask not only on behalf of these, the disciples, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word. That's us. That they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me and I am in you, may they be in us. We are one with Jesus. We are one with God the Father. And whilst we are totally unworthy, God has chosen and called us to glorify him. And more importantly, he has empowered us to do that through the Holy Spirit. I don't know about you, but I know that I need to be continually refilled by the Holy Spirit. Because as a sinful human being, I tend to leak. On occasions, most of us will be aware of running or nearly empty. Paul, in his epistles, tells us very clearly about the supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit, the gifts which are available to all believers, and the fruit that that Spirit produces in those who are filled by him. Indeed, one of my favourite gifts that isn't listed by Paul is the gift of more. The Holy Spirit always has more to give to each of us and more for each of us to do. My prayer is that at this Pentecost, all the Christians in Bolney will receive a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit so that we can do amazing and supernatural things for God. And we can see his kingdom continue to grow. You may think it's a big ask, but with God, everything is possible. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. And may it continue to produce fruit and good works as we grow in him. My final questions. What is the church in this country waiting for? What is St. Mary Magdalene waiting for? What are you waiting for? Come, Lord Jesus, fill us with your Spirit, we pray. Amen.